Night City. Scousers Abroad.
You know we do our Scouser Abroad. We go all over the world. We love finding new people. We love going to remote parts of the world. We're now going to a part of the world that I absolutely love. I was 12 years old and my dream was to go to this place. And one day, when I was older, I did it. I did it about 5 years ago. I went to Brazil. I went to the carnival. But right now we're going to Brazil and we're going to a remote part of Brazil and speaking to a young man by the name of Ben Griffiths. Hello, Ben.
Hi, Pete. How are you doing?
I'm well. Tell us where you are and take your time.
So I'm in a region of Brazil called the Pantanal. It's known as the largest wetlands in the world. And I'm in the southern part of this region. So a lot of people know about the Amazon and so forth, but this is one of the most unique ecosystems on the planet, really. It's very wild. So I'm dropped in the middle of nowhere. To get to where I am, you need a small plane during the wet season.
Wow.
Which is currently now.
Oh, so you're as wet as we are.
Well, the sun's shining, but it's sort of tropical, storm right. weather. So yeah. It will start, you get a big downpour and then it will be really hot again. So it's a very hot part of Brazil as well. So it's humid, lots of mosquitoes. Yeah, it's pretty wild.
Now, that's interesting. Lots of mosquitoes, pretty wild, wet, sunny, but you've got children and a wife.
I've got a six-month-old here and it's 18, well, yeah, two-year-old.
Yeah.
I came here with my wife, who's Brazilian, mm-hmm. To manage a family lodge. So we have guests that come here. They fly in from São Paulo, Campo Grande, and spend a few nights here. They might spend a week or longer.
Now tell me, how did you meet your lovely wife from Brazil?
So about 12 years ago, I was in South Africa. I decided to become a ranger and go to a safari school there. And I studied to become a ranger and graduated. Then I worked in a lodge as a guide. And then when I was in that lodge, my wife was working in the kitchen and I was a guide. So I met her in the same lodge. And then from there, we've sort of gone to Australia. We lived there for 8 years. And now I've decided to come to our home country, which I've always wanted to go to. Yeah.
Let's go back to South Africa. I was on one of the game reserves a few years ago as a guest. And never forget, as long as I live, in one of those tranquil hut on a mountain looking over, next minute, the noise. And it was baboons using my swimming pool.
Really? So what? You had a pool in your lodge? So
only a small one, only a small one, but it was a pool, yes. But yeah, we never used it.
You get the elephants.
Oh, right.
Drinking the water.
Well, I wasn't very happy about that. So describe what you're looking at when you look at the window, out the window now.
So the Pantanal is a unique collection of lakes, fresh water and salt water. And when it floods, that grassland becomes flooded too. So now it's started the wet season, so you still see a lot of open grassland. And there's a lake just outside my house. We've got mango trees right in front of me, which were planted 10 years ago by family. And a river just a short walk from here, which is full of caiman and capybara and piranha and so forth.
Wow. Piranha.
Yeah.
So you don't swim?
You can swim in there, actually. I've swam in there on and off over the years, and it's a good place to cool off, even though it's not cool water, but it might be 25 or 35 on land. If the water's full, the piranha are fairly safe. If you go into a shallow water, not so much.
We've got a lot of problems in this country with worrying about children, drugs and all the problems in the world. You've got a different set of problems with kids there, haven't you?
I have, yeah, and they're very much in the front of my mind since I've come here, obviously, because I've got two very small children. I still feel safer here than I do in any other city or country in the world, even though I'm in obviously one of the most violent country, one of the most, Brazil's not known for, peace and with all of the problems in the cities and gangs. But my fear here is obviously finding snakes before they do and teaching them about snakes, so to never touch them dangerous and so forth. And Jack, my 2-year-old, he's kind of got that message now. He's been a little sarcastic. When you're walking through the grass, he'll shout snake and then start laughing because he's realized that dad sort of loses the plot a little bit. If you're always clear in the area around your house, which we do twice a week, we have a garden, so you know that things would have been sort of disturbed then and moved away. They're never going to roam around on their own too much.
Has your wife got a big family?
She's got 2 sisters and a brother, but they've got, you know, the large family, the greater family. Yeah, they're all fairly big and very close, you know. Aunties and so forth.
And what's the lodge like? Tell us about that. Do you have any English visitors?
We do, yeah. We get English, Australian, all over Europe, Switzerland. My wife's half Swiss as well, and France. So that helps when you're in the middle of nowhere, you know, got someone to speak the same language to, because my Portuguese is still a bit rusty.
Right. Now, where are you originally from?
New Ferry.
That's a hell of a difference.
It's like, yeah, it is very different, yeah.
Did you ever dream, Ben, in your wildest dreams when you were young, growing up at school, that you would finish up where you are now?
No, not to the extreme of the wilderness I am in now. Pristine, you know, wilderness. No, I didn't. I always itched to leave and always watched a lot of National Geographic and animal programs. But, you know, I did a degree in IT and lived in London for 8 years and did IT. But I always had this massive love for nature. So, you know, I thought I might go and work in a zoo or RSPCA. I didn't think the in the middle of the Brazilian wilderness, no.
It's amazing. I love doing this programme, Scousers Abroad, because we had a lady on the other day, a young girl from Wallasey, who wanted to be something to do with zoos. She now lives in Borneo looking after orangutans.
Brilliant.
So you get everywhere, you lot. You get everywhere, you lot. When you were a party animal in London, do you not miss it at all?
I do miss that, yeah. I love live music, and I lived in Melbourne before I moved here for 8 years, and Melbourne's got a great music scene, and music and that, just, you know, even going to a pub in England, you know, it's just a completely different culture and mind to being anywhere else in the world. So I do itch for that, and I have the odd day where I'd, you know, really love to step into that quickly. But it comes with all of the smog and the tube.
Do you ever get homesick?
Yeah, I do, yeah. People sick more so than the place, as in New Ferry. I do miss family and friends, yeah. You do get bouts of that, but I couldn't be in a better place for myself and my children. I mean, when I see them here, it was the best decision I made for them to spend, you know, the years here until the toddler a bit older, and then obviously when they need to go to a proper school, we'll obviously have to go back to Australia. But to just see the contentness in a child and in nature is just lovely.
I think it's great, the picture you paint. I would be very fearful. I understand what you mean about snakes, and I get the point that you made, but I would be very fearful, because it really is, you are right in the middle of nature, aren't you? Right in the middle.
Yeah, I mean, I said that comment the other day. It's not my home. It's their home, because there was a snake in my bedroom. But that was just bad luck.
Great.
Because it doesn't happen that often. And, you know, when I lived in Melbourne, you know, forever panicking about a car hitting Jack, he's walking with me to the park or whatever else. So you can't get blasé, and I just need to be mindful of it. But you know, I feel safer here than in a city.
I'm talking to Ben Griffith, who is in Brazil. Why do people come to the lodge? Is it part of a holiday? Is it part of a trek? Is it what? How does it work?
They will come here and you pay a set fee per person, and that includes all of your food and your beer and your cocktails, your caipirinha, which is a Brazilian drink, and then you'll have a guide. So you go out in the morning on a game drive through the bush, looking for, you know, anteater, jaguars if you're lucky, even pumas. And then you might go canoeing, boating, horse riding. So all of that is included when you stay at the lodge.
Isn't it amazing, Ben? It's a different world now. You're a young man with two children and a wife, and we're on Skype. But years ago, this would never happened in a million years. You wouldn't have had any contact, would you? It'd just been a radio to wherever.
It is amazing, yeah. I mean, we've got a tower just outside our house, which has got the radio internet, which is how this is working. Mm-hmm. But obviously, the other day, we didn't have communications for a day or two. So that makes you a little bit nervous, only because you've got two children. But then still, I can Skype. It's amazing.
Now, what do you do if anything goes wrong? Please God, it never does, but you have two children, or your wife's not well, or a guest is not well. Where's the nearest hospital?
So if we could communicate with a small plane, a light aircraft, so let's assume the internet's working, I would contact the pilot, and he would be in about 30, 40 minutes, and then a 30, 40-minute flight back to the nearest town. Doesn't have a major hospital in it. Well, you could do a one-hour flight to Campo Grande, which is a larger city, yeah, and then you'd be in a bigger hospital. So, yeah, it is dangerous in that aspect. If you have a serious problem, you need to act on it here as well. So we've got a fairly extensive first aid kit here.
It's interesting when you say that, Ben. We're having problems in England, as you know, about the NHS, and there's not enough funding, but you put it all into perspective. Just with one sentence, you put it into perspective. You know, I've got about 9 hospitals from where I'm sitting now that I could go to. You haven't.
Yeah, I know. And that is in my mind a fair bit too. And if it's an evening, you know, when it gets to 4 o'clock, I'd be saying to the kids when they get a bit more active, just less activities, because it's harder to get a plane in here then. And then at nighttime, yeah, if it was an emergency, we'd almost need to put lights on tractors, you know, so the plane could land on the on the airstrip. So, yeah, we have a stretcher here and antibiotics and, you know, we even got morphine here.
So, Ben, is your life early rising and early to bed?
At the moment, it's early rising and late to bed. But ideally, you might have a siesta in the afternoon. And, you know, when it gets very hot, guests relax and the kids have sleep, and you'll relax in the afternoon. Yeah. If I'm hosting guests, then I might eat with someone and have a couple of drinks and chat to them about what they saw and so forth.
And will they fly into you, or do they go by road to the next destination, or is it, how does it work?
So during the wet season, which is now, the only way in is by the small plane. And then in the dry season, which is June, July, sort of May, that you could drive in then through the bush for about four hours or so, which is a beautiful scenic drive. Did that in December, because it wasn't, the wet season's been quite late.
It takes what?
Yeah, it takes a fairly special traveller to come here. Really, it's not afraid of that remoteness and the climate, and really loves adventure and just trying to find, you know, that pristine nature in the world.
Where's your nearest village? Where can you have some fun? Or where's the nearest place you can have some fun apart from the lodge?
There's no village where I am. There's different farms. So we're on the area that I manage is 100 kilometers squared, which is pretty big. And then if you think of the Pantanal, then you've got other owners of private land. So that we have a farmer, a neighbor, who's maybe a 10-minute drive away. But we wouldn't say I go there for for beers and fauna as such. But there isn't anywhere really other than flying out or driving out. There is no town.
Yeah, so when you do you have guests? Do you have guests all the time, or are there seasons when they don't come?
So we have like guests arriving in a few days, which is fairly quiet now, and it'll be quiet in March. It's picking up in March, and then April, May, June, July, August, all the way through till sort of Christmas, we're fairly full.
Do you have a television, or does that not exist there?
You do have a television, yeah, and I've got a satellite dish outside, which gets me the Brazilian sort of terrestrial channels, and I could probably get some satellite stuff, but I've never really had time to watch it. I stream a few things.
Do you, BBC. With your children, the picture you paint with the kids in Brazil, it's just fabulous, as you said. But do you wake up one day and go, hang on, where's the last 4 years gone? Or where the I mean, because life's a different pace, isn't it? You've been to London, you can compare it with London, and you're in a different world.
Yeah, it is crazy.
I'm sitting here in the studio in the centre of Liverpool, and I'm talking to Ben Griffiths, who is over in this amazing place, and we're talking on Skype, and I do this all the time, but I can't get my head around this one. I'm itching and scratching and slapping myself when I think there's something on me, so I'm really living the emotion with you there.
Yeah, well, if you saw my feet, you'd be really disturbed, because I've got a lot of mozzie bites on me.
God.
You're kind of damned if you put your shoes on because it's too hot. So then you wear flip-flops and then you just get eaten alive. But you don't really wear mosquito repellent too often, because you kind of think you've just got to get used to them, you know. What, you're going to wear mosquito repellent for years, you know. Put it on the kids a little bit. Yeah. But Jax looks like a dot-to-dot, you know, his body. But it doesn't faze him too much. We obviously don't let the baby get bitten very much.
Who do the children play with? Are there any children there that work for you and at the lodge?
So we have 11 staff, and one of them have a daughter, and she'll be coming back. A child comes, a boy or a girl. She'll be coming back in a month's time, I believe. But there's a bush school here, which is funded by our lodge and private donors. So the children that do live in the bush here, they go to a school here, which can take about 12 people. So that's the kind of community thing when you said earlier on, is there any sort of town or anything else? Well, this bush school is effectively just trying to give a little back, you know. We're always trying to look after the conservation and the nature, but also the children that are born here, work on the farm and look after the cattle, or the parents are cowboys. This school is very close to us. So in the wet season, the kids might go by canoe, because you can't get there otherwise, which is quite unique. And Jack could go there in a few years, but he'd be doing a fair bit of homeschooling.
Amazing. I presume, because it's Brazil, you are a meat eater?
Yes, big time, yeah.
I came back from Brazil and Argentina, my doctor said to me, your cholesterol's through the roof. I went, they don't have veg. They eat meat for breakfast. They eat meat.
Yeah, we do eat a lot of meat, yeah. And luckily, we have got cattle here, so we own our own cattle, which is for the guests and also for me. So get to eat a lot of meat, and then you get rice and beans, which is the staple. I mean, when you were in Brazil, you probably had that with your meat, and churrasco, which is the word for barbecue. So the meat is fantastic here; it really is. Yeah. That Indian
so
breed cow.
You've got your own cows, so you slaughter your own cows.
Yes, the cowboys do that. Yeah.
Now the cowboys, are they on farms? Do they work for you as part of it, or are they on other farms?
Yes, they work for us here.
Wow.
And we have a little bit where the cows will be in the middle of the whole lodge too. So the beauty of the farming goes back 100 years. It's tradition, and it actually helps the preservation of the conservation here, because it opens up land and then you see more animals. But if you weren't integrating locals into nature here and even in the Amazon, then it gets, you know, it's not cared for as much. So having that tradition still here, and also tourism, is a good blend, really.
Yeah. I'm talking to Ben Griffiths. This is Radio City 2 and Radio City Talk. We are in Brazil. Ben, who is Karen, who told us about you?
Yeah, my auntie, yeah, who's in Arizona. Yeah, she's the one.
She's
who told
in
me
Arizona.
About you. And, and she said you might come and visit me here, which would be great. You'd be more than welcome.
Well, I went to the Carnival in Rio, which was one of my lifelong ambitions, and and Argentina. So I did the whole thing in Chile. I loved it there. I'm not really into mozzie bites. I must admit, I'm certainly not into snakes. I think I could suffer with you there.
Oh, that's unfortunate. They're a very good mosquito repellent here. So
all right, I'll take your word for that. Tell me, do you miss London life at all?
Yes, yeah, I do. The buzz of London and all the places you can go, like the, you know, the culture. When you're in a place like this, you miss culture and going to the, you know, galleries and museums. And London's amazing for that.
Yeah.
I mean, nightclubs, you know, going out. Yeah, I do miss the London life. And good, very good friends.
Do you give yourself a time limit, you and your wife, in Brazil before you go back to Australia?
So Jack's 2 now, and kids kind of go to primary schools, 6 or 7. So that would be one consideration. And then if we really are really loving it after that many years, we could still delay it and then get international teachers to come here and spend a few months and homeschool, you know. So minimum 4 or 5 years, absolute max, I would say 10 years, because, you know, he needs to really go into proper school then.
The picture you paint, you've lived your life, you came from the Wirral, you've partied, you love music, and you've gone to an extreme, haven't you? You couldn't have gone any more extreme. So did it take you a lot to settle in? Were you sort of restless feet a lot?
Yeah, and the biggest challenge for me is language, and it still is, you know. I mean, when you're in another country, you can speak the language, and if you're outgoing, you chat to people. And if you feel like you can't do that, you're losing a part of you, really, you know. You're not showing your full personality to your staff around you or anyone around you in a country. So I struggle with that, and that's going to take some time. But, yeah, I do wake up and go, wow, this was a huge decision. And people in Australia, you know, in England, obviously friends and family are obviously shocked when I did it. But, you know.
You must have a very strong marriage to do that.
A strong what, sorry?
Marriage to do that.
Yes, we do, yeah, and we work very well together. And luckily, we both love nature, our children, and saw the light with that, and having this opportunity to work together. Work in this business and then see what happens later on in life in Australia. So you only see positives, really.
Do you ever get back to England?
Yes, not that often, but...
Ben, it's just been surreal. I mean, I've been everywhere. I've been to Korea. I've been to Russia. I've been everywhere with this feature. But I don't know why this has really touched me. I've got the pictures that you sent us of the lodge, which just looks amazing, absolutely amazing. I've already seen a snake on one of the beds, but don't worry about that. Anybody you want to say hello to?
I've got family in London. So my mum and dad and family in London, and Tranmere, all my family there. Dad and Bob and Laura, and then obviously my brothers, Stephen in Birkenhead, Ragtime Barbers, and my brother Sachi, who's in uni. Good luck to him too. Yeah, there's lots of people. Well, get quite sad when you start naming them all.
Yeah. Can I ask how old you are?
I'm 36.
Oh, so rest of the life in front of you, all the time in the world with two children. Are you planning any more children?
I said no after the second, so, and I think living here, I would be very nervous if I had a pregnant wife in the middle of nowhere. So, and also with Zika, even though it's not in the Pantanal, you know, it's just, I'd have to be fairly, I'd have to really know about this dangers if I chose to do that. But I'm happy with 2, though, you know.
Fantastic. Ben, it's been an absolute joy to talk to you. The other side of the world, in one of the most amazing countries. While I've been talking to you, I've had so many pictures. Skippy has jumped into my mind from Australia, the kangaroo. A damn big steak has been definitely hovering in my mind for a long time because they've got the best meat in the world. I can't thank you enough for joining us today.
Cheers, Pete. It was really good, yeah. And please, look, the mosquitoes, you'll be fine in a day if you come. When it's nighttime, we go inside, we have a beer, no mosquitoes. All the buildings are very protected with mosquitoes.
All right, Ben. I'll take your word for that. Ben Griffith, thank you very much for joining us.
Cheers. Thanks, Pete. Right.